book introductions, and notes on writers. Most of these pieces about various authors were written as introductions to a new edition of a book, a few as freestanding essays. They are arranged alphabetically by the author's last name. The essay on José Saramago, Examples of Dignity, is the only piece in this book that differs substantially from its form as originally published. Joy Johannesson, who licked this book into shape, combined two essays and two book reviews from different years into a single, very much less repetitive essay. Again, the earlier versions can be found in the periodicals where they were published or on my website. And reviews of two Saramago novels not incorporated into this piece can be found in the next section, Book Reviews. I wouldn't agree to write an introduction for a book I didn't admire, or write at length about an author who didn't interest me intensely, so these pieces give a glimpse of the kind of fiction I like. But they're totally useless as an indication of what I read or as a list of favorite writers. People think of me as a science fiction writer, and so I'm asked to write about science fiction, and that's fine, but still, three pieces on H.G. Wells and none on Virginia Woolf. The two subjects I picked freely for myself were H.L. Davis's great Western novel, Honey in the Horn, at the generous invitation from Tin House magazine to write about any book I liked, and Charles McNichols's Crazy Weather, an introduction written for Harry Kirchner of Pharos Books. He invites writers to pick an out-of-print book and tell us why it should be back in print, and then he publishes it, a notable venture, resulting in an extraordinary publication list.